Jews and pork are two things that definitely don't go together. But freelance journalist from New York, Jeffrey Yaskowitz, shares a very funny story about pork in Israel in the 1950s on Taste Matters.
There have always been pigs in modern-day Israel. What was interesting is that the pork industry first really developed in the 1950s during this period of food rationing. Israel had just won the War of Independence. It was kind of struggling as a new state. And people were living in kibbutzim. They were in these socialist collectives and starving. There's all these jokes in the kibbutz about how often they ate meat. They would eat a chicken only when the chicken was about to die or a person was about to die. They would eat 1/16 of a piece of butter. And then suddenly these kibbutzim realized that, hey, they have Christian Arab neighbors with pigs, and they all started bringing pigs over. There's all these amazing stories on the kibbutzim about when they would bring the pigs, because they didn't want their religious neighbors to see. So one kibbutz brought a pig from Nazareth to their farm. They brought the pig on Yom Kippur so that the religious would all be in services. And the story goes, at least as they tell it on the kibbutz, was that the pig escaped and ran into the synagogue during Kol Nidre, the most religious, you know, service, the holiest service of the year.
Right. What a great, I mean, that's a great story. You know, like...
Patrick Martins, host of The Main Course and founder of Heritage Foods USA, shares his take on food restrictions and the Jewish religion.
Well, you know my philosophy, right? When they were trying to get converts to their religion way back when, you know, when the religions were just starting off and all these competing religions were like, we're the real one, we're the real one. Of course, to differentiate themselves, they needed to create certain taboos, certain things that differentiated them from the others. I heard one theory, and I really like it, that they started prohibiting things that totally did not exist where they were in the desert. So they're like, no shellfish. Everyone's like, all right, well, that religion still seems okay to me. And they're like, what about no pork? You cannot eat pork. People are like, I don't even know what pork is. That sounds great. I'm in. Count me in. I want to be Jewish. Another funny story, Sam Edwards, who is the third generation of S. Wallace Edwards and Sons Ham Curing, when he heard that one of the rare breeds we sell was the mule foot, he thought that maybe some rabbis would allow it because, you know, it didn't have the cloven hoof. It was a mule foot pig. But it turns out, I think they chew their cud, so they still got rejected.
Do a search for pork on Heritage Radio Network to find many more shows, stories, and themes across our network. This piece was brought to you by Fairway Market. Like no other market, Fairway grew from a fruit and vegetable stand in 1933 to a New York City institution that sells the best local, national, and international artisan foods for prices that can't be beat. This piece was produced by Patrick Martins and edited by Jack Inslee for HeritageRadioNetwork.org.